Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I just got a great message from Tater in Forsyth. Remind me to share that one here later this hour. Great message. I want to get to that, but we got to jump right into this conversation. We've got State Senator Mike Cuff and State Senator Teresa Manzella. They are in Butte this morning. Within the next hour or two, that primary election recount is set to get underway. State Senator Mike Cuff out of Eureka will be there for that recount. Senator Cuff, give us the scene setter. What is triggering this election recount 2.5 months after the primary election?
Well, that's a big question. And by the time we're done, we hope to know. At this point, what we're doing is simply observing the process. Yesterday, and on Friday, this whole thing happened quicker than I can believe, but I got a call Friday from the president, or a note, we might be doing this, and then he got five people appointed to the committee, which includes Senator Teresa Manzella from Hamilton, Senator Shelley Vance from Belgrade, Senator Edie McLafferty from Butte, Senator Ryan Lynch from Butte, and myself as chair. And we observed yesterday a fine counting of the ballots. We were given great access and explanation, and we kept numbers right alongside of them, and it was a great experience. So, there's certainly nothing that we saw being hidden. However, there's still a lot of questions about it. How they got, I'll let Teresa go into the numbers. Teresa is, I'm telling you, she is dedicated and sincere and in depth on this thing. So she's got all the numbers printed out here. So yeah. Anyway, I think it's an important thing. This is the beginning of our process. This is Senate Special Select Committee to try to see what happened and how the recount goes. And then we will also be looking at how we got to where we are, what came in the beginning. We're not saying there's any malfeasance or corruption kind of stuff, but it's open to a question. Something happened, may have been pure accidental miscount. But after this is completed, our committee will continue to meet, just like another special select, and may very well come up with some legislation. Any other prosecution or anything, should it go that far, you know, that's the business of between the Attorney General and Secretary of State.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, we'll start with State Senator Teresa Manzella here after this news and weather break. Yeah, to go over the numbers in particular and some of the big questions that she might be raising. About 20 seconds before the break here, Senator Cuff, though, do I understand correct that it was an audit by the Montana Secretary of State's office that captured this error initially?
I'm not going to go there right now. I've heard different stories from local folks, but I can tell you there's been a very active, I don't know if it's a committee, but a group of concerned citizens who have testified at many of our election bill committee meetings during the session.
Very interesting. All right, hold that thought, and we'll start with State Senator Teresa Manzella right after this, getting into the numbers.
Democracy 24.
The handoff here in Chicago.
Let me know in my heart when my days are through. America, America, I gave my best to you.
President Biden in likely his final major speech, emotional at times, self-deprecating and angry, as he talked about the challenges the country faces and the work that he says he and Vice President Kamala Harris have done together to get the country moving again. Harris, the presidential nominee, thanking President Biden for his years of service. Other notable speakers, Hillary Clinton and First Lady Jill Biden, the convention centering around joy and good vibes. There was thousands protest here in Chicago, including Democrat policies surrounding the economy, the border, and the Israel-Hamas war. At the DNC in Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine today and a few scattered storms possible, mainly later this afternoon. High temperature readings will stay in the upper 80s to around 90 in Bozeman to around 96 in Billings. For tonight, chance for a few scattered storms early. Otherwise, clear to partly cloudy from 53 in Bozeman to a low near 61 in Billings. Still seeing a few more scattered storms possible Wednesday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was in Billings, Montana this past Friday afternoon. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I had the honor of emceeing the rally there that featured the governor, the AG, both of our congressional candidates, and more. We've got photos and more from the rally. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy leading in the polls issues a debate challenge to liberal Senator John Tester. That and much more. Download the Montana Talks app or go to MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, a couple of headlines here. NBC Montana. Butte Silver Bow recount being carefully watched. The Montana Standard. Primary election recount set for Tuesday in Butte and Silver Bow County. We got word of this on Friday night. State Senator Teresa Manzella out of the Bitterroot Valley. How many numbers are we looking at here? What kind of numbers are we looking at? What triggered this recount to begin with? And then it sounds like some interesting numbers came out of the process yesterday alone.
Yes, Aaron. It's been very, very interesting. And I first want to give a huge, sincere thank you to Linda and her entire team of her entire crew of election officials. They were very gracious and hospitable, and they were open and transparent with us, and we really, really appreciate that very much. Ever since 2020, I've delved into our election process, recognizing that I've got a responsibility to safeguard the process as a legislator, and I truly didn't understand it. And we've got 56 counties that have 56 different processes. So we formed a citizens group, and we've got leads in 20 counties that are interfacing with their election administrators and building relationships. And we bought a subscription to the voter rolls, and we're downloading that information daily. And that gives us the opportunity to watch the changes in the voter rolls. And it was actually that process and our data analyst, Dave Nims, who brought this to Linda's attention, brought the discrepancies between what they turned in as primary numbers as compared to what the Secretary of State's database shows. And there's over 1,000 difference in the difference. And so that's what constituted the recount. And again, Linda has recognized that there is a problem and that it needs to be addressed and we need to fix it. Now yesterday, comparing their numbers from the original primary election to yesterday's recount, we found 196 ballots difference. Then the in-person voting went up 860 and the absentee went down by 1,197. So obviously there's some interesting things there.
So when you say that there was a 196 ballot difference from what they came up with yesterday, is that on top of what was reported Friday by the Montana Standard, that there's a possibility that as many as 1,000 ballots were double counted, may have been double counted in the primary election in Silver Bow County?
Okay, so that's the 1,000 is the difference in the numbers between what they have reported and what the Secretary of State shows. And now the 196 is the actual ballot count that we did yesterday between the numbers that they originally turned in on primary election day versus yesterday's count. We found a difference of 196 ballots. Now that's not votes, that's just ballots. So that So 196 ballots could represent 1,000 votes easily enough. You follow what I'm saying there?
One ballot may have votes cast in multiple different, commission race here, a district judge race there, et cetera. Okay, I see. So, but in terms of overall ballots, we're looking at just under 200 overall ballots that are going to get a closer look later today. What's the process going to look like here later today?
Yeah, today they're going to rerun all the ballots through the tabulators and recount the votes by tabulator today. And there may be some hand counting of votes as well. I'm not sure what the circumstances are under that. On that, I learned yesterday, much to my chagrin, that the judge who ordered the recount, his directives take precedent to our law, which rubs me a little wrong, but that's the way the system works, I guess. And so because our MCA specifically states that recounts are to be done manually, but his directive takes precedence, and he's included the use of a tabulator. So at least I have clarification on that now.
Interesting. After our next break in our Farm and Ranch Report, I'll go back to State Senator Mike Cuff out of Eureka to get more of his thoughts. I understand you both are having breakfast in Butte right now as we speak, and you got to run at 7:30, but so I want to get more of his thoughts coming up here after the break. About a minute or so to go here. Obviously, we've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country here in Montana. Almost every statewide office is up for grabs at the statewide level, legislative races. So needless to say, people are very concerned when they know how partisan the politics are with Butte Democrats. The fact that you've uncovered this raises a lot of concerns heading into the most important Senate race in the country here in Montana.
Well, again, they have been incredibly open and transparent with us. I will share with you that in our analysis, Butte isn't the only county that are having discrepancies such as this nature, and they're not even the county with the largest number of discrepancies. So, I just want to make it clear, this is citizen-driven. I'm blessed with a group of tremendous citizens that have pooled their resources, their talents, and their skills, and they've just dug into this, and they know that we must have fair and free and transparent auditable elections if we're to save our country. And it's truly them that are driving this bus.
That's absolutely incredible. Yeah, and hats off to these citizen watchdogs who caught this big error here, triggering this whole recount. All right, we got to hold it right there. Another quick break. We'll get to the Farm and Ranch Report, and then I'll start with State Senator Mike Cuff right after this.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Our neighbors to the north in Canada are watching a clock tick down as Canada may be heading towards a rail stoppage. Canadian Pacific Kansas City may lock out rail traffic engineers and controllers if no agreement is reached with the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference by this Thursday. Both the CPKC and Canadian National Lines have started preparing for work stoppages, including issuing embargoes and shutting down operations. The potential rail lockout is being watched by farmers in both Canada and the United States. If the lockout occurs, it could impact U.S. rail traffic, particularly cross-border shipments, given the reliance on rail trade between the two countries.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go right back to State Senator Mike Cuff out of Eureka. Mike, I think you guys are, hanging out at Perkins having breakfast before you head over for the recount this morning?
We are. I just finished a darn good big breakfast here, triple dare, I think it is, on Harrison Avenue, right off the freeway. But anyway.
Well, pick up some Florence coffee for me while you go past down the road.
It's a bigger deal than Butte. Butte is not a target, or this is where kind of the focus is. But as Teresa said, there are several other counties that may be in a similar situation. How we got there, we're going to find out. But I want to clarify one thing. that we've talked of what we found yesterday. Actually, the clerk and recorder, Linda Sager Joyce, has done a terrific job with her team, and she had groups of three judges each counting and verifying the stacks of ballots, the cast ballots. We observed that. She allowed us to be very close to the action. Teresa did a great job on videotaping. And then as each one was reported, we recorded the numbers along with the clerk and recorder's team. Then at the end of the day, when we added those things up and began verifying, the numbers that Teresa had said were exactly the ones that came out of that final little session. But I want to make it clear, this is a clerk and recorder operation where we are observers, and we're matching, we're understanding it. So anyway, we got it. Now the real deal comes today. The results of the recount through the machines today, there may be a few ballots that have to be hand counted, but for the most part, they're going to be machine counted. The results from that are the final primary vote for Silver Vote area.
All right, and we are getting a little bit of an echo there. I don't know if one of you got us on speakerphone there or not. But
Teresa's. We got it taken care of.
Oh, okay, great. All right. Yeah, no worries. It doesn't bother us too much listening, but I could imagine it could be a little trouble for you because I've had that when I've done the show remote before, I know it can be a challenge. But all right. Well, State Senator Mike Cuff,
okay. Well, anyway, so that's the situation. We're down at the Buick Civic Center, and I have Senator Shelley Vance that I've got to call as soon as we get done, and she will be perhaps joining us later today. But this has been, at that final tally, Senator Edie McClafferty and Senator Manziel and myself, they kept track of the numbers right along with the election officials. And we talked and verified that everybody had the right numbers. So the numbers that Teresa gave are actually the numbers that came out. They have some explanations on how some things may or may not have happened. And we're way too early to be drawing conclusions. I guess I will say the sincerity of those judges and those workers and the clerk and recorder, Linda Sager's Major, Linda Sager's Joyce. I mean, they're as dedicated as a bunch of public servants could be.
How many other counties do you think might have similar problems like what forced this recount, this citizen-led effort to do this audit that then forced this recount ordered by a judge? How many other counties could we be talking about having similar issues?
Well, I think that Teresa used the number 14, and those are ones that clearly have come out. And some of these had a bigger margin. That, you know, there's been a lot of talk, and we're talking, I'll say a little bit statistics if I can go back quite a few years to my college days, is partly what we're talking about. When we did inventories, you know, in the plywood plant, we had a percentage of variance that we could have month to month to month. And, you know, we're kind of talking in that world, and should we have a law on what the maximum variance should be before it is automatically challenged? And, you know, things get pretty complicated, and I think we're too early to start going that way. But suffice it to say that Senator Manziel and the group she was working with, I think David Nims is one of the key persons that pure data-driven. This is not conspiracy talk of what happened in some other state. This is the actual figures and what they tell us that have been compiled and that are all on record for anybody to look at.
Yeah, so. Well, yeah, and again, hats off to that citizen group that she mentioned. I mean, just incredible citizen journalism, citizen watchdogs, whatever you want to call them, because every vote matters. Every vote should count, and we've seen elections that can be decided by one vote. I voted in a school board race just a couple of years ago that was decided by one vote. I'd like to thank my vote, but every one of our listeners could think, no, that was their vote that decided sure, that race. Sure. All right, Senator Cuff, thanks for taking out some time. Thanks again to State Senator Teresa Manzella for joining us as well, and keep us posted on how the recount goes here starting up in the next half hour to 90 minutes or so.
Very good. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Appreciate it. Okay. We'll get your Fox News update in, and then what will we start with after that? Let's start with the message I got from Tater in Forsyth. I've been holding on to it since I first got it around 7 a.m. so that I wouldn't forget to share it with you. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you. John Jack.
On a Gaza ceasefire deal. America is listening to Fox News.
All right, here's the message that we got from Tater in Forsyth. For those of you that missed the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I shared this soundbite from Joe Biden's speech very late last night. They did not want Joe Biden to get any primetime attention last night, and he's already been whisked off to yet another sunny vacation. He's already in California.
I made a lot of mistakes in my career, but I gave my best to you. For 50 years, like many of you, I've given my heart and soul to our nation, and I've been blessed a million times in return for the support of the American people.
He's been blessed a million times returned with his 50-some years in office in Washington, D.C. This corrupt politician is basically what Donald J. Trump was pointing out. I also shared some of President Trump's remarks. President Trump pointed out that just over the weekend and yesterday, House Republicans in their impeachment report revealed that since 2014, the Biden family and their associates received more than $27 million from foreign individuals and entities. They also found that while Biden was serving as vice president, the Biden family got more than $8 million in loans from Democrat benefactors, and they said those loans have not been repaid. Hunter Biden, of course, was getting millions of dollars from Russian oligarchs, and then you know what he's gotten from the communist Chinese as well. Anyway, Tater and Forsyth sent us this message. Joe Biden said he gave his heart and soul to this country. No. He sold his heart and soul to China for this country. That's what Tater and Forsyth had to say. What say you? 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Hunter Biden, man, Hunter Biden, he's had some struggles, hasn't he? Have you ever seen those pictures of him, how messed up his teeth were from all the years of drug addiction? Then somebody got him some nice new teeth. Well, look, here's the deal. You don't have to be a Hunter Biden. Look, people have struggles, right? But look, you don't have to be Hunter Biden to get a brand new set of teeth, to get some really nice new looking teeth. Here's the deal. We have got the latest technology, and some of the experts, people travel from all over the United States to come to Montana to get world-class dentistry. I'm not just talking about one tooth, two teeth that are bad. I'm talking about you got a whole grill that are causing you problems. Or maybe you're just getting up there in years and you've got some loose-fitting dentures and the dentures are annoying and you wish you could get rid of them. Well, you can. Get a hold of Yellowstone Family Dental. Come see why patients travel from all over the United States for this life-changing procedure. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. That's MontanaDentalImplants.com. Get a whole new grill, top and bottom, and they'll get you your new set of teeth in just one day. On Monday's Montana Talks, we talked about an upcoming VA town hall meeting. Chris Engett with Concerned Veterans for America joined us. Plus, we took your phone calls and featured audio of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson
in Billings this past Friday. Coming up on Tuesday's show, Concerned Women for America. They're bringing their national bus tour to Bozeman on Tuesday afternoon. We'll talk with Penny Nance, take your phone calls, and much more. Tuesday's Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10 a.m. right here.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Terry, in the Flathead, or at least working away in the Flathead, Terry from the Flathead sends us this message. Good morning, Aaron. I'm curious as to why there is a fence slash wall at the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. Walls don't work. And we need to let everyone in and love them. No IDs are necessary. They don't work anyway. Hope they wake up someday. Americans are counting on it. Thank you for helping me get through the day. Yeah, for those of you who missed it, in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I told you about this report from thefederalist.com. If you want to enter the Democrat National Convention, you have to show photo ID. But these Democrats don't want people to show photo ID to vote in our elections. They don't want a wall on our southern border to protect we the people, to protect Americans. But boy, they sure wanted those walls up in Chicago to protect them from their violent pro-Hamas Democrat-based protesters. All right, let's see. Jeff and Victor. Well, let me hold the Jeff and Victor one for just a second. Speaking of the DNC, Breitbart News, they've got all the headlines. They are providing what the Drudge Report used to provide several years ago before the Drudge Report went woke. Breitbart News has the DNC live wire, and they've got just a series of headlines that recap day one of the DNC. Coup continues. Cruel Dems bump Biden from prime time. Party pushes POTUS to past midnight. Here's my favorite, I think. Old Yeller's last howl. Biden rages. Shameless. Saboteurs chant, "We love Joe," after knifing him. The joy of hate. Dems nasty on night one. Smears and lies dominate, policy ignored. And the night drags on and on and on. Those are some of the headlines at BreitbartNews.com. Jeff and Victor sent us this message with regard to the recount taking place in Butte later this morning. Missoula and Bozeman are the two areas I worry about the most in the next election. They need serious oversight. And if they are still counting votes into the next day, those votes will be created for tester. Why can't they have a count when the polls close? Jeff, thanks for that message. Let's go to Tim in Billings first up on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. And don't forget that the DNC has security guards that are armed to the teeth as well, while they want to take your firearms away.
But exactly,
I digress on that. So James O'Keefe, who started Project Veritas and now has his own, has restarted another media company called O'Keefe Media Company. He's been doing some investigative reporting on the fundraising group called Act Blue, right? Big Democrat donors. Act Blue raises tons of money for Democrats. Well, what he's finding is that they have multiple donations in one day coming from single addresses. And this is all public data. FEC, there's another website as well. And so he's challenged people to go out into their community and knock on doors of these addresses that that have multiple donations. And one group, they went and they talked to this little old lady, and she said she gave $5. And they said, "You mean you didn't give $34,000 last year?" And she's, "Oh, my, no. There's, I wish I could, but I can't." And there was a gal in, where was she? I don't recall where she was. But she goes to a fella's door. She's looking for a woman, and he says, "How can I help you?" And she says, "Well, I'm a citizen journalist, and I'm investigating some donations, and I'm afraid I think you may have been a victim of a laundering scheme, a money laundering scheme. And she said, did you donate 41 times in one day in the amount of $2,600, you know, to Act Blue? And he slams the door in her face, and he won't talk to her. Subsequently, she goes back two other times to ask, and he's yelling at her how he hates James O'Keefe because she tells him who she's working in lieu of. And it just goes to show that there is some shady stuff going on.
They used all that Act Blue money funneling to make it look like, oh, Kamala Harris has all this support. Right. Look at all the money she brought in. And it's like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, look at all these $5 and $10 donations. Well, when you have a bot sitting there doing a donation every 23 minutes or every 30 seconds or however much money they need to funnel, they need to launder, they just set the parameters on the program and they hit go on the computer and then it does it.
They did this Act Blue shtick to make it look like she's got all these financial support of all these contributors. And then the fake news media comes up with all the fake news headlines. And then Google got busted for basically changing newspaper headlines or news media headlines to make them look pro-Kamala policy-wise even. And then what we're seeing in Montana is this credible poll came out. Nonstop local TV stations did this poll showing John Tester losing by 6 points. So then I think one of these Democrat PR firms, they were like, oh, quick, put a fake poll out there to make it look like John Tester's up. So they will play a lot of games like this. And I think it's because I think the reason the Democrats trotted out this fake poll, and Tim, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you. I think the reason they trotted out this fake poll is because they wanted to make it look like John Tester. See, I think the Democrats are starting to think they need to pull their money from John Tester and Montana, that maybe the state's going too red for them. And so I think they're thinking they got to pull their money to other states to help other candidates. And the Montana Democrats are desperately coming up, oh, no, look at this fake poll, look at this, to try to keep that out-of-state money propping Tester up. That's just a theory, though. Let's go to Kevin in Billings. Kevin, thanks for the call.
Hi, Aaron. Great to be with you on the radio. I'm a blind person, and one thing that I'm a little worried about, of course, I haven't voted with the machines since 2012, but one thing I'm worried about is they have these typing voter machines. In fact, I think they're everywhere now here in Montana. You go in with a set of headphones and you vote, but somebody brought up a good point that I didn't even think of. What if the screen reader for these machines reads Tim Sheehy, but yet I'm voting for John Tester because the screen reader is reading the wrong thing? I'm not saying this is the case.
But it's a concern you have as somebody who's blind.
What's that?
But it's a concern you have as somebody who's blind. Yeah, that would be
absolutely
kind of a leap of faith there. Yeah.
Yeah, and lately, I've just been voting with people that I trust and have them put my vote in the courthouse. I don't even mail it off. I just have someone drop it off at the courthouse.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I'm worried about, I don't know if you're aware, are you familiar with the New American magazine and Alex Newman?
Familiar with it. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it. I've got Newsmax magazine right in front of me here, though.
Okay, well, Alex Newman on the NewAmerican.com, I think it was on Tuesday. This is before the CDC declared the world global emergency. We're not hearing much about it, but I think we will after the Democrat convention. They're having a meeting. I believe it's the WHO, the WHO, is having a meeting in October about bird flu. They're going to ramp this up, I guarantee it. And I'm worried about another lockdown. I don't know if it's going to be as dramatic as 2020.
But they're going to try to do something, some excuse to try to cause some more chaos before the elections. That's a concern I know some folks have echoed as well. All right, Kevin, great to hear from you. Sorry we're short on time. Let's go to Roger in Livingston. Roger, we've got about a minute or so before the break.
Okay. All right. One thing to watch for this election is Great Falls. Now, Tester is a farmer. He has a farm north of Great Falls. So that's his home district. He stole that election 6 years ago. Remember, that was Rosendale versus Tester, and at 10 o'clock, all polls closed, other than Great Falls, and it was announced, you know, 99.9% of the vote was in, with Rosendale leading with a couple hundred votes lead. It was neck and neck. Great Falls, of course, is Tester's home turf. He has a farm right there. And then Great Falls kept counting through the night, just like we've seen in Detroit, Philadelphia, et cetera. We've seen the same thing where the Democrat headquarters is the final vote, and they understand how many votes they need. So Great Falls then learned what they needed, and then at 9 o'clock the next day, they said Tester won. So this is something to watch for, and anyone up in Great Falls needs to really focus on watching the Great Falls election count.
Thankfully, John Tester has lost a ton of support in Great Falls and in the Great Falls area. I mean, Evan Wilson, who did that analysis of the primary election, I mean, fascinating to see how much more red Great Falls has now become. The key is not having the election that close in the first place. Anyway, sorry, we're short on time. Roger, thanks for the call.
This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Trace Distillery. Powerful yet smooth. Contained but never tame. Proudly going their own way, but never going alone. This is the spirit inside Buffalo Trace bourbon. Made at Buffalo Trace Distillery, the world's most award-winning distillery. Buffalo Trace is always perfectly untamed. Distilled, aged, and bottled by Buffalo Trace Distillery, Franklin County, Kentucky. 90 proof, 45% alcohol by volume. Learn more at buffalotracedistillery.com. Please drink responsibly.
Fox News commentary.
Planned Parenthood is offering free abortions and vasectomies at the DNC. It's like liberal Christmas. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
It had nothing to do with her disappearance, but people still accuse me of it.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
I feel for their families, and I really hope that you can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't think of a more fitting perk for DNC goers than this. Planned Parenthood is offering a mobile health clinic in Chicago featuring free medication abortions and emergency contraception. And get this, according to Planned Parenthood Great Rivers, there's also a waiting list for vasectomies. Geez, I know on-demand and unfettered abortion access and population control are cornerstone themes of the Democrat Party and Kamala Harris's campaign, but this feels icky even for them. It's one thing to advocate for the right to abortion, but it's quite another to celebrate it this way and advertise it like it's a hot new theme park ride. Well, a Quinnipiac poll taken in April shows most Americans, 66%, support legal abortion in some or all cases. It's a little hard for me to believe that most Americans support a mobile bus extravaganza campaign like this one. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started.
It's HIMS.com/JOY.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, we got some great guests who just popped into the studios. You know, here after our 7:50 break, we always like to open this up. If you're listening in Butte or Bozeman and you got a cool event coming up or you're supporting a nonprofit, we like to open up this time to feature some great events and nonprofits and things like that. But Tara Pierce, an incredible business owner in the Billings area. She's got the Den. In fact, I was just up in Kalispell, this really cool indoor golf simulator. Tara's got the indoor golf in Billings, Montana. So such a cool series of businesses. Good to see you, Tara. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, you've got a big event coming up on the 25th. Is that Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday we have the second annual Jeepin' for a Reason Parade. It was such a great event last year that a lot of Jeep owners reached out to me again and wanted to do it. So here we are. It'll be this Sunday, August 25th. And there's a $25 entry fee. And this year, all of the proceeds will go to Pooch's B&B, which is a rescue home for senior dogs. And I'll let Marge talk about that here in just a second. But the big thing is that go to eventbrite.com. get your ticket for $25. We'll meet at All American Pharmaceutical in Billings Heights at about 10 o'clock is the lineup. We'll leave at 11, and then we'll kind of parade through town, and we'll end up down at the Den and the back nine, which is the simulators Aaron was just talking about. And yes, absolutely, great golf simulators. Thank you. We'll meet down at the Den for a free parade. We'll have some prizes, and I'll just kind of let Marge take it from there.
So very cool. There's a lot of Jeep clubs out there. I need a Jeep. But I guess you could probably take part in this even if you don't have a Jeep. But
you could go rent one.
You go rent one. That's a great idea. Great idea. Or just ride along with somebody else.
Exactly.
Well, Marge, tell us about this. Is Pooch's B&B for senior dogs. Tell us about your organization.
Yes. We're similar to a senior dog sanctuary. These are the final resting area for the dogs that have been abandoned or have been surrendered. People who have gone to assisted living or different reasons that they don't have a forever home. And a lot of times the seniors don't get picked and they need a place to go at the shelters. So I have Callie here today, and she is a 9-year-old Mastiff Dane.
She is a cool dog.
Very, very sweet girl. She was a veteran's dog. The veteran became homeless, had some issues, and so Callie was brought to us by Dog Tag Buddies. And so she lives at Pooch's with 21 other senior dogs.
That's pretty cool. So yeah, I mean, you could send them to the shelter, but because they're older pets, they may not get adopted. And so then, you know what ends up happening. And I'll bet, especially for those senior citizens that, you know, have to move out of their home and lose their pets, it's really tough time. So to know that they don't have to put that animal down and that animal can, you know, still have a good life. It really means a lot to those senior citizens out there.
It does. And we have 3 dogs now that we take to assisted living areas to visit their previous owners.
Oh, cool.
And so it really makes it nice. Some of them are able to come out to the facility. We're at 56th and Broadwater, basically, and we have 2.5 acres. The dogs are very structured, and they love the routine. They get fed well, good food, exercise, lots of love from the volunteers that help us. So it's a very, very nice. And we love Tara. Oh, now she's going to get up on the counter.
Wants the microphone, I think. Oh, she's got the whole bag of treats now.
She's got the whole bag of treats right
what
here.
What a cool dog. That's so cool that you take them to go visit their prior owners and everything like that.
Yes.
Is there anything else like what you do in the state of Montana, or how'd you get the idea?
You know, there is another senior dog rescue that actually places them for adoptions, but we just feel like there needs to be a final stopping place for some of these seniors that have been from home to home, and for different reasons they need that care. So Tara is so good to us, and we have lots of events held at the Den, and we just love her, and we
She's
just thank
great.
Her for doing this jeeping.
And it's a great location. Yeah, jeeping for a reason. Go to thedensportsbar.com, thedensportsbar.com to find out more about this event coming up August 25th. Tara Pierce, great to see you. And Marge, great to see you.
Nice
and your little buddy
you.
There. Well, big buddy. That dog's a big old dog there. So very cool what you're doing.
Thank you.